Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, January 20th of 2021. And I'm your host, the Miracle Man, and I'm so glad that you made the determination tonight to tune into this radio program tonight. From wherever you may be listening, whether you be at home or on the road or you're out driving and you've tuned in, whatever you're doing, we're so glad that you made the determination to tune in to this great program tonight and to hear and receive from the Word of the Lord. And we are so glad to have you tonight. And I want to welcome the Clarkston girls. And I also want to say hello to Honduras tuning in tonight. And I want to say hello to all of our listeners. We're so glad to have you tonight. As I said, however you found this program, wherever you're tuning in from, welcome again to all of you tonight. And my prayer, of course, is that you're ready to receive from the Word of God. This is basically all I'm going to say about the events of today. And here is exactly what I'm going to say. And that is, God is on the throne. God does not leave the throne based on who is in the White House. Though we may care, the truth is God is still on the throne. He is. And I will say Trump did make a good speech last night, and you can say what all you want. What I'm going to say instead is, you know, God's on the throne, and God's people are going to be all right. So what do we do now? We have to pray for America. We have to pray for America. We have to pray for our president. We have to pray and that God will speak to him, visit him, speak to his cabinet, to his vice president, to all those that he surrounds himself with, all those he gets briefings from. And we just have to pray and believe God. Which is what we have to do as Christians anyway. But no matter how you slice it, we still have to pray. The Bible tells us that we ought to pray over our leaders who have authority over us. And to be honest with you, last I checked, that didn't matter whether we liked them or not. And as for fraud and all that, I'm not going to go there because I have other things I plan to get to tonight with the word of the Lord. And I don't want to change the trajectory of the program. And I do not claim to be a political commentator, though I may have things I could say. You know, that's not the focus of the Miracle Man show. It's not. We focus on the Word of God and miracles and also sports. Because, of course, my dream has ultimately always been to be a sports broadcaster. Speaking of which, I do have some predictions for the AFC and NFC games coming up this weekend and some commentary that will be coming up at the end of the program. Now, I want to talk to you, kind of remind you a little bit about the difference between giving and tithing. First, we'll talk about the tithes. There's two parts to the tithe: worship and money. Of course, the worship that you give to God, the money that you present before the Lord in the house of God where the pastor can pray over it. Now, if you put your money in the offering bucket, but you don't worship God after that, or before, you have not tithed. However, if you worship God, but you put nothing in the offering container, you have not tithed. Of course, a tithe is 10%. Of your income. And the tithe doesn't become the Lord's. The tithe isn't, oh, it was the Lord, was the Lord's until you decided to keep it for yourself. Not how it works. The tithe is the Lord's. Always has been, always will be. Offering you give above and beyond that as honor to Him. Amen. So we bring tithes and offerings unto the storehouse that there may be meat in our house. Another good giving verse that I'm sure you've thought of a lot. Give, and it shall be given unto thee. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall man give unto your bosom. Shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. And I just think of that verse, you know, and I just get excited. It didn't say pray. It didn't say worship. It said give, and it shall be given unto you. Like I said, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's like we said the other day. It's not my cup tippeth over. My cup runneth over. Yeah. Yeah. And glad that God is always there for us. He's always with us. But the tithing system was created by God. It wasn't something that Moses created. No. It was created by God. And the truth is God wants to bless us. He really does. Another verse in Nehemiah. Will a man rob God? And man must have said, no, why would we rob you? You're the Lord. Why would we rob you? God says, you have robbed me in tithes and offerings. You rob me in tithes and offerings. In tithes and offerings. That's what God said. And obviously you don't want to do that, because otherwise you're taking away your blessing. You are. You are. And you're just delaying, you know, canceling out your blessing when you decide not to do what God said, and you decide to rob God of the tithes and offerings and keep it for yourself. And so you just think about it. And don't think of your tithe as a bill. Oh, I got to pay his tithe. You know, shouldn't be under pressure about it. Should want to pay your tithe. And if you don't want to, why don't you? Would be my question. Amen. We are going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to delve into the word of the Lord for tonight. All right, so we're going to sing a couple of songs. Water you've turned into wine. Open the eye. Nope, not that one. We did that one already. Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have your mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. The wind is strong and the water's deep. I'm not alone here in these oceans, open seas. Your love never fails. The castle was far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. But your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. You never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. Your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yeah, oh, thank you, Lord. Used to poke the earth into motion, carried the cross for my shame. You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. What could I say? What could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. So I walk upon salvation, your spirit upon your alive in me, my life to declare your promise, my soul now to stand. So what could I say? What could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. What could I say? What could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. Completely to you, my Lord, completely to you. Oh, I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am, is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am, is yours. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. I'll stand, my soul, Lord, to you surrendered all. I am, is yours. All I am, is yours. All I am, is yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, my fears relieved. And portion the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy brings unending love. Amazing Grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secure. Even a God has been will be forever mine. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. For we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. He will again and portion his. Learn when we first begun. My God, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you tonight, Master. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are and what you are to us. You are such a great God. We love you. We honor you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence this evening. We thank you that your presence is on our life. And we're so glad. I'm so glad to know you, Jesus. I'm so grateful to know you. And I just thank you for this time in your word as we are all ready to receive from you tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every need represented on this program tonight by all of these listeners, every need would be met tonight. And that the storms of life would calm down for us. In your name, Jesus. And I make my confession over this program. Sponsors and partners would come into this program. I thank you that finances would come into this program. I thank you, Lord God, that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most important of all, Lord God, I thank you that thank you, Lord God, for the huge increase in souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have, and I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me, and it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Open your Bible, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter 40. Amen. Psalm 40. Psalm 40. We're just going to continue on going through the book of Psalms. I've really been enjoying this. And I want to encourage you to just follow along, do whatever I do here. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm in verse 1 of Psalm 40. And therefore I will begin. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he turned to me, and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, or the miry clay, you could say, and out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet upon a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and will fear and will put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud. Those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders that you have done, the things that you planned for us. No one can recount by you. I to speak and tell of them. If I were to speak and tell of them, there would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will. Oh, my God, your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips. As you know, O Lord, I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their children. I mean, at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted, yet I am poor and I am needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh my God, do not delay. Psalm 41. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and will preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and will not surrender him to the desire of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and will restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely. While his heart gathers slander, then he goes out and he spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has beset me. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. You raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, and my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity, you uphold me, and you set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, ever everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Book 2, Psalm 42. Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer panteth for streams of water, my soul also longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night. Men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Nebar. It calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All of your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying, by me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. 43. Vindicate me, O God. Plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me by your holy mountain to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God. God, my joy and my delight, I will praise you with the harp. O God, my God, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, and I will praise him, my Savior and my God. 44. We have heard of with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what you did in their days. In days long ago, or as you would say it, a long time ago, with your hand, you drove out the nations and you planted our day, fathers. You crushed the peoples and you made our fathers flourish. It was not by the sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face. For you love them. You are my King and my God, who decrees victories. Through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Selah. But now you have rejected and you have humbled us. and no longer you no longer go out with arms. You made it. You made us retreat before the enemy. And our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and you scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a riddance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors. The scorn and division of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The peoples shake their heads at us. My disgrace is before me all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this happened to us, though we had not forgotten you or been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from our path. But you crushed us and you made us a haunt for jackals. And you covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, O Lord. Awaken, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our mighty, our misery and our oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Redeem us because of your unfailing love. 45. This will be the last one. My heart is stirred to a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men. Your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Your sword upon your side, O mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice, but the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness, and you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has sent you above your companions, anointing you with the oil of joy. All of your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes of cassia from palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters and kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold. In gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and give ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift, and of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments, she is led by the king. Her virgin companions follow her, and they are brought to you. They are led in with joy and gladness, and they enter the palace with the king. Your sons will take the palace, they will take the place of your fathers, and you will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. All right. Let's go up to 40. Psalm 40. Praise God. First, he's talking about how he waited patiently for the Lord. And then, here's a good point you can write down. He lifted me from the slimy pit, out of the miry clay. That's point one. He lifted me out of the slime, out of the slimy pit, and out of the miry clay is number one. Number two, the Lord set my feet upon a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. Point three. The Lord gave me a hymn in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. That right there sums up that song that I've sang several songs on the show. That talks about Jesus, lover of my soul. And I will never let him go. You're taking me from the miry clay. And you set my feet upon a rock. And now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. And that's what that's what I'm talking about. And then it talks about how the man is blessed who puts his trust in the Lord. About me in the in this world to do over. Oh my God, your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not feel my way. And on my truth from the great assembly. And it says, do not withhold your mercy from. And he's asking God, you know, to stay with him. And then at the end, he says, oh my God, do not delay. And you know, 40 is a powerful one. All of these are, care to agree. Let's look at 41. The Lord delivers the weak in times of trouble. That's point one you can write down. The Lord delivers the weak in times of trouble. And he talks about how God protects him, preserves his life. And that God will also restore the sick. Point two, God, our God, is a God who heals the sick. Amen. Got sickness in your body? God will heal you. Amen. He will. Never one comes to see me as free. Falsely together at me, the words to me saying, I violate, you will get against me, but you will, Lord, have mercy on me. And then he talks about how God has mercy on him. Let's go to Psalm 42. As the deer longs for streams of water, my soul longs for the Lord. You can write that down. I long for the Lord like a deer longs for water. Amen. I love that. When can I go and meet with God? My fears and wrath, my woman saved me all day long. Where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go with the multitude of them in a festive song. And then I said, why? Why is that bad, oh my soul? And then he's talking to us all. And he says, put your hope in God. and I will praise him forever. My Savior and my God, he says. And he's talking about how his soul is downcast. And he's even wondering, you know, why is my soul so downcast? Why do I feel so down? And I says, put your hope in God. If you put your hope in God, you don't have a reason to feel downcast, to feel depressed. Because God will heal you of that thing. He will. You ask him for it. He will. He doesn't want you depressed. No, he doesn't. No, he does not. And then he's asking, in 43, at first he's asking God to rescue him from deceit, from those who are deceitful. And he says, send forth your light, your truth, judge me, let you, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you down here? My soul, why? And he says the same thing again at the end of Psalm 43. But why is his soul downcast? Put your hope in God. You know what? The psalmist is trying to get a point across to us because he repeats himself three times in two psalms. He's not a robot. He's trying to get a point across to us. Psalm 44. I hope, oh God, our told us what you did in these days long ago. You go about the nations and not our fathers. Your God, he says, but in the victory, it was your right hand, your outstretched arm, the light of your face. And you loved them. And it says, You are the king, the decrees that I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. The Lord gives us victory over our enemies. The Lord gives it to us, not the sword, the Lord. And God puts our adversaries to shame. In God, we make our boasts all day long. We praise your name forever, Selah. Point one, you can write down. I boast in the Lord my God. I love that. I put my boast in the Lord my God, no matter what. Oh, the deep darkness, it says, if we had forgotten the name of our God. Oh, Lord, why are you asleep? Why yourself do not reject us forever? And it says, why do you have forgotten? And then at the end of it, he's asking for help. And I'm so glad that God is our helper. I'm so glad about that. I love that. Amen. And you got to bless us forever. And it says, let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. And then on a well, you seek our favor. And it says, all glorious is the princesses within her chamber, the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers, and you will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations, therefore your nations will praise you forever and ever. And so one of the themes you'd see from tonight is, you know, put your hope in God, whether you're downcast or not. If you put your hope in God, put your hope and trust in Him, He is our hope. He is our God that we trust in. And of course, we put our trust in Him. And faith is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Faith is trust in God, trusting that He will do what He said in His word, that He would do in His word. That, my friend, is what faith is. Putting your trust, it's putting your faith and your trust and your hope it's putting your trust in the Lord. It's like that other psalm I read a few days ago. What is some trust in chariots, some others trust in horses. But I put my delight in the Lord my God. Amen. I really enjoy that part. I put my delight in the Lord, my God. Not in all this other stuff. Because people will try to put their hope in other things all the time. But to no avail. And then they put their trust in this. It fails. They put their trust in that. It fails. They might get... But you put your hope in the Lord. See? He'll never fail you. Never. And, of course, the love of the Lord never fails. Never fails. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We receive this word. We thank you, Lord God, that we would always, 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 always put our hope and our trust in you above all else. And that we would boast in you and not above all else. We would set our affections on you first and foremost, as you are our God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we would put this word to use in our lives. And that we would tell other people about you, Lord God, and how great you are. In Jesus, my matchless name, amen and amen. Sports. As a football note, the Lions have hired Saints defensive coordinator Brian Kimmel as their new head coach. He hasn't been a head coach before. Obviously, the Saints players loved working for him as a coordinator. But question becomes, well, the Saints haven't made it to an NFC championship game in a long time. Wait a minute. I need to rephrase that. I said that wrong. They made it 2 years ago, but they lost to the Rams at home. At home, they lost to the Rams. In one of the loudest stadiums at home in America. That Superdome is very, very, very loud when it's full. And it's a tough place to play. I know, I'm a Lions fan. And I've listened to games that were played in that place when the Lions were playing in there. And it's not an easy place to play football. And when the Lions beat the Saints there, it's a big deal. Because it's not an easy place to win a football game.
Right.
So, we'll see what the new coach can do, what Ron Kimmel can do as the new head coach. My hope is that he can actually be a surprise to us and give us some of the things that we need. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Now, also in terms of basketball, Michigan basketball started their season undefeated, doing very well, but then they lost. And then they won again to beat Wisconsin again. So now they are ranked number 7, one loss, and just rolling. Michigan is doing very well. Now, NFL Championship Sunday. No, not Super Bowl Sunday, Championship Sunday. First off, let's talk about the AFC. You know what? No. Let's talk about the NFC first. NFC Championship, Sunday. You have 13-5, Tampa Bay, taking on 14-3, Green Bay. In, mind you, the cold tundra of Green Bay. The cold tundra of Green Bay. Looks like it'll be a cold one there on Sunday, possible snow. And Tampa Bay is of course, in Florida, but they've got Brady. Brady's used to playing in cold weather. He was from Boston. I've been playing in Boston with the New England Patriots. So, elements could very well play a factor. I really think they could. Especially if they get snow. What do I personally predict? My prediction is all packed up, 24, feeling like $1 million, 21. Green Bay will win 24-21 possibly with a field goal near the end. I remember that one Lions-Packers game from 2019 season, where the one reason Detroit won that game is because Green Bay's kicker missed four field goals. I wonder why he missed so many to begin with. I don't know. Let's go to the AFC side. You have Buffalo Bills, who are here for the AFC Championship game for their first time since 1993. It would have been in January of 94, but 1993 season. Back when they were on that hot streak of the four Super Bowls, even though they lost them all. They're playing the Chiefs. Mind you, the Chiefs are without their best player because of a concussion. Will that be a factor? I think it very well could be a factor. The Chiefs being without their best player could very well be a factor in this game. I think the Chiefs will win, but it'll be by like 2 points. Give me hail to the Chiefs, 28. Billy Bob, 26. So these predictions are the Chiefs will win the NFC. The AFC, and the Packers will win the NFC. And that will be your Super Bowl coming up on February 7th. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our immediate loved ones, for you, Lord God, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no murderer, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, none of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones, and we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. Until next time, God first. God always. So long, everybody.